are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And people in your neighborhood on this Friday, brought to you by VistaCare, Lee Real Estate, the Peer VA Clinic, and May Adam Law Firm. And joining me this morning here on People in Your Neighborhood, Brian Lukin and Don Boder. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. And you are with an organization that's fairly new to me. I hadn't heard about this, but it's called Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Tell us a little bit about what it is that you do.
So here at Sleep in Heavenly Peace, our goal is to organize members of the community with the ultimate goal of making sure that every kid has a bed. Our motto is, no kid sleeps on the floor in our town. So we do that by organizing groups and getting them together, and then we build beds out of stock lumber, and then we get them out and we deliver them to the kids. Every kid gets a bed, a frame, a mattress, a comforter, sheet sets, the whole set out there.
Oh, that is fantastic. And this is a fairly new program to the area. And of course, just like everything else, as soon as you were ready to get started, you had to hit pause because of COVID.
That's correct. We had the first weekend we had our big build, we had to stop because that was the weekend everything shut down. But we've been really fortunate that we've been able to get restarted and get going again. And there are some other chapters in the state that during that time had some beds already ready, so they kind of helped out. Well, other organizations weren't able to make their beds, and now everybody's up and going on their own again.
Now, this is something, I mean, a lot of us don't really think about this as a need out there, but there really is, you know, here in Central South Dakota as well as around the country.
Absolutely. So a lot of people don't think about it, but beds are actually rather expensive, and so if a family is going through a hard time or trying to get on their feet, a lot of times the last thing that they can actually afford is a bed for a younger child, when it's easier to have them sleep on a couch or sleep in bed with them or on a sleeping bag on the floor. And so a lot of times the beds just are not the biggest need when you have to worry about food and electricity and things like that. And so there actually is a much bigger need than what we anticipated.
And you said you've been going for about 18 months here in the Pier, Fort Pier area. And how many beds have you built thus far?
Well, the Brookings chapter was very gracious and donated our first large set of beds, I believe 60 beds. But we have now built 85 beds in the area, but we have delivered 125 to kids in the community.
Wow, that is fantastic. So those are some kids. They've got their own bed that they can enjoy and get a good night's rest in, and that's what it's really all about.
Yep, it's absolutely about the kids and them getting good night's sleep and feeling safe and comfortable where they're at.
So if people are interested in either, you know, helping out, building or donating items and things, how do they reach out to you?
Yeah, they can. We post a lot of stuff on our Facebook page, which is SHP Peer, is how you find us there. Otherwise, they can contact me directly. It's brian.luking, which is L-U-E-K-I-N-G, at shpbeds.org. Or you can give me a call, text me, 605-310-2067. And and if you're interested in requesting a bed, you have to go to the national website, and it's shpbeds.org. And right in the middle of the page at the top says request a bed, fill out the form, and we'll be in touch.
Sounds great. Yeah, and this is a nationwide organization that you've joined in with and helping out around the area, which where a lot of people didn't see that need. You folks saw the need and said, let's go for it.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And I think nationwide people are realizing how much of a need it is. Mm-hmm. We have coming up Bunks Across America, which is a great way if you want to get involved that you can, where chapters across the United States are all having a build on the same day. So anybody who wants to volunteer, they can go on our Facebook page. There is information about it, but you can sign up for different times to come and help build beds. You do not have to have experience. Younger children can do it. If you're 99, you can do it. There's different jobs we can find for you. But you sign up and you come and we'll teach you how.
Yeah, that's a great point. Bunks Across America is June 12th, so next Saturday, starting at 9 a.m. And if you're interested, check us out on Facebook or text us or call us, and we'll get you more information for it. But like Don said, the great part about the system that they trained us on is you need no experience. Some of our best volunteers so far had never touched a power tool in their life. And other than the saw, really all of it's quite safe. And we put someone who knows what they're doing on that, and we run away with it.
Sounds good. It is a great thing that you're doing. Thank you so much for getting this organization up and going and helping out kids around the area. It's very important to, you know, take care of our friends and neighbors around the community, and this is one way to do that.
Absolutely. Well,
thank you very much. We're happy to help.
And thanks for stopping in this morning, and I encourage people to check out the Facebook page or reach out to you if they want to help out or if they're in need of a bed. That's the best way to go about things and be part of Sleep in Heavenly Peace.
Thank you so much, Dave, for having us.
All right. Thank you so much. There's Brian and Dawn from Sleep in Heavenly Peace, a great organization here in the Pierre, Fort Pierre area. There is your People in Your Neighborhood episode for today, brought to you by VistaCare, Lee Real Estate, the Pierre VA Clinic, and the May Adam Law Firm.